Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining me, we have Felix and Sam from Proboscis. Say hi, everyone.
Yo.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So, if people have never heard of Proboscis, what should they know?
Is this to me?
Yeah, sure. You can answer it, Felix.
Proboscis. Well, I would say Proboscis is the pioneering quirk rock band of this generation.
Yeah.
So maybe the only band in Dunedin to be even remotely quirky. You know, 1% quirky.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say some really controversial things.
Well, you said maybe.
Yeah, Proboscis, we can all play our instruments really well.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. We know the timings of all the songs we play and the chord, and how, you know, what chords are and what notes are.
Yeah. I really hope this is going through.
And we're going to record 5 songs by the end of the year.
5? These are quite exciting ambitions that Proboscis is setting.
And we're going to call it an album.
So we're
it's not even going to be an EP.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to be a 21-minute long album.
Yeah, I mean, who decides how long an album should be anyway, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably the record labels.
Yeah.
But which we are on record label.
Do you need a record label to produce music? No.
No.
Great.
It's just record labels pay for really good production.
Oh, but Proboscis doesn't need that?
And marketing and stuff.
I think quirk rock transcends good production.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't think anyone also... It also transcends marketing. I don't think, like, anyone needs to see a poster. They'll just, like, know that we release music as soon as we do it. And then they'll be drawn to it.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that totally does answer
Does that answer your question?
What was the question?
Tell me about Proboscis.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about the band. What's your role in the band, Felix?
So I play bass guitar. I was at one of the co-founders of the band.
Co-founders of the band?
If you think about it, me and you are the co-founders of the band. We started a band together called Sac du Fromage 2 years ago.
Right.
Which we probably had 3 band practices for in total.
That's quite exciting.
That's quite huge.
Huge.
And we formed one big last year.
Yeah.
I love this because you both know the story because you both were in the story.
No, you have to say it as though we're just
little. Okay. Then, the Dig the Gig, yeah, we originally had this amazing stunning guitarist, Chloe Chapman, who sadly left the band due to creative difficulties.
Before the first practice?
No. Before the first practice. And so we were looking for another band member because we also have our bandmate Hunter, who plays drums.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up finding this amazing guitarist, Sam, who hadn't ever been in a band before or picked up a guitar. And he just picked it up and
he just looked so good with it. We're like, yeah, I guess.
He looked so good with it. And now he's the best out of all of us.
Yeah, he didn't even have his instrument on for the whole gig.
No.
Just look good with it.
Yep. Right.
I didn't have mine on either, if that's any consolation.
Right.
It was just Josie and Hunter.
I'm curious to know a little about, like, what the creative process was. Shut up. What the creative process was in, you know, it's quite a quick turnaround between, sounds like, when your band formed and when the 2 original songs had to be performed live for your first gig ever.
That's true.
Just want to know a bit about the creative process.
How do you know this? This is like Jamiroquai. How do you know all this information?
Good interviewing.
Yeah. Maybe Sam can start us off by telling us what that creative process was like.
Sure. Well, I think chaotic would describe it. Because not only did we have to write 2 songs, we had to first learn how to write a song, which none of us really knew how to do.
None of us had ever done it before.
The how hard can it be mentality can get you farther. That's what I hear.
And it turns out not that hard.
Actually, that's not true. One of us had written a song before. Hunter had written songs.
Okay, yes, of course.
Yes. For his previous band.
For his previous band.
Which he tends to compare us to. Even if he doesn't do it out loud.
A bit of them.
Well, something I thought was interesting when we wrote the songs last year was I thought that finding chords wasn't too difficult of a thing, but I really like struggle with the idea of writing lyrics, and I was kind of like toying with the idea of like how we could find lyrics for it. And then Felix and Josie just and Hunter as well just absolutely cooked with the lyric writing. They wrote two awesome songs. I'm not sure who wrote Thanks. Which one, but
Hunter wrote Cave of Decay.
Yes. And did Felix and Josie song. Collaborate on our other one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cicada.
Yep.
And I was really impressed by the like depth of lyricism that we had.
Oh.
It was very, very cool.
Thanks.
Because it was such an intimidating task, and I still didn't even know how to approach it.
Yeah. I guess that's the good thing about bands. You don't have to be good at everything. You just have to be...
It's true.
Competent at one thing.
Yeah.
And then you can contribute your skills to the greater skill pool.
Sort of. Exactly. Think about Imagine Dragons. They're nothing. They're nothing.
Yeah, go on, finish that.
Something, something, some of their parts, you know?
Yeah.
All of them individually suck.
Mm-hmm. And together they kind together of suck as well.
Hey,
together
hey,
they
hey.
Also suck.
No Imagine Slander.
The Predators and War for some of their
oh,
parts.
Nice.
No Imagine Slander on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're right. I love all music.
I love, live, laugh, love all music. Do you guys think all music is good? Do you think there's such thing as bad
no.
music?
Yes.
Oh. Don't name it. Name one. No,
no
name
I could.
One bad music.
And I had an answer locked and loaded for this.
Okay, go. Mm.
I think there's music that's... Now, I wouldn't just be like, oh, pop music is bad or something, but music that's made with bad intentions, such as making fun of other
Ooh.
Artists or out of spite.
Propaganda music?
That's bad music.
Not cool.
Propaganda music?
Boo.
Like, yeah. There's plenty of music that's made like that that is bad.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, when I don't like something, I'm just like, that's not my taste. But there is bad music out there, in my opinion.
But not a lot of it.
No.
So, like, it's the intention behind the music, not the actual music quality.
Yeah, as long as you're passionate about it.
Yeah. What if you're passionate about propaganda?
And also AI music is
oh.
bad.
Oh, of course.
Made by a human isn't important. Have you seen that band that like has dots all over them? The French band?
Yeah.
And they make the
Anguin.
Trippy
what are they? Anguin something?
I think so.
Anguin de Poitrine.
Really?
Anguin de Poitrine.
I'm not sure.
Goodness.
I've only read it.
That's
I'm
it. Anguin de Poitrine.
That's pretty cool. Anyway, another question for Sam.
Gulp.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Vegetable? God, does hash brown count?
No.
Yeah, well, yes, potato.
Today I ate 3 vegetables. Unless tomato sauce counts, and then it's 4.
Yes, I did have 2 vegetables just
hash browns?
This.
Yeah, so you had...
Tomatoes
you had
and potato.
Corn.
You had corn and potato.
Where's the corn?
Well, the cornstarch and the hash browns.
Mm.
Is there cornstarch?
I don't know, but maybe you can make hash browns with cornstarch.
Okay,
I'm just trying to add vegetables to
Sorry.
It.
Sorry, yeah, my bad. Continue. Olive oil. Olive is a vegetable.
Olive oil? Yeah, is it?
Yes. What else would it be?
Surely olive... I was thinking it might be a fruit.
Oh. It's probably a berry, isn't it?
I actually don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like we've gone off topic a bit.
No.
All right, so you like hash browns as your favorite vegetable?
If we can call that a vegetable, yeah.
I haven't seen one growing on a plant, but
potatoes are very versatile, though.
I think hash browns come from the ground.
True.
It's technically true.
They get dug up and put in the air fryer.
Uh huh. Guys, I wanted to fly. Okay.
A big hash brown farm.
Another fun fact is, I hear Proboscis is doing a gig next Saturday.
Wow.
Are they?
I heard on the download, and I was brainstorming.
I haven't seen a Facebook post about it.
Well, have you checked Facebook?
No.
Okay.
Good point.
Well.
Whoa, wait, you're so right. Now I see it.
Anyway, I hear you guys are doing a gig. I wanted to know whether you'd had any ideas, themes. I know that in past, when you've played at events, you like people to be matching. You know, like themes at your parties. And I just wanted to know whether you guys have had any ideas for the party. I had one, if anyone was asking.
For the gig.
Okay,
yeah,
my first idea, and you can tell me whether you think this is good. Dress as something that you think you could be in a fight. Let that sink in.
I like that.
Right? Because it can be someone.
That's funny.
It can be a fork. You know, if you think you could beat an asparagus, then you can be that.
I think that's pretty funny.
You can't be yourself because by definition you wouldn't be able to. You'd be at best stalemated. Be able to tie with yourself in a fight.
Being a stalemate with yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, come and have any more ideas, let me know. As a radio host.
I think that's a great theme, ideas. To be honest.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. great. My next question was, where do you guys reckon,
do you have any more
where do you reckon
questions?
You get your inspiration from? Your lyrical or musical inspiration? Felix can go first.
Oh, great. yeah, so my my inspiration, where did it come from? I think I wanted to learn bass guitar when I was listening to The Strokes when I was like 14 or something.
Oh.
I learned a bit of guitar when I was 10. So I played guitar for 2 years. I completely lost all of those skills. So I can make a G chord with my hand on a guitar, but that's probably it. But then I always liked to just pluck notes on guitar. And then I realized a few years down the line that that's just what bass is. So I just played bass instead because it was just the only part of the guitar that I liked playing, really.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's interesting. Yeah. Thanks, Felix.
And then recently, my bass inspirations, my bass bow is Tina Weymouth from Talking Heads, incredible bassist.
Yeah.
And what is it? Kim Deal from The Breeders and Pixies.
Yeah.
As well as, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's the bassist in Fishmans, which is a Japanese band.
Skucks.
But they're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the bass lines are so groovy.
Ooh. Over to Sam.
What was the question? Musical influences?
Inspo.
I'm not sure. Well, I started playing guitar when I was in year 10 and I really wanted to learn Pink Floyd songs because I thought, well, that was just my favorite thing at the time, you know? And the only reason I kept on doing it was because I learned one song and I thought, that was really fun. I want to keep learning more. And so I think, I guess Pink Floyd is my only inspiration.
Damn.
Really, by extension.
Why haven't we played any Pink Floyd songs?
Because they're too freaking hard.
For you?
No, let's play Money.
For the rest of the band.
What?
For you, for the rest of the band.
Everyone. They're freakishly hard.
Let's play Money by Pink Floyd.
We could do that. I'm also past
just
my year
10 like that
phase
baseline.
Of, you know, the song formula of We Live in a Society, 10-minute guitar solo.
Listen, it's evergreen.
We still do. We still live there.
It's evergreen, Sam.
You're so right.
If you guys had to go on tour, God forbid, you had to, and you had to bring a Dunedin artist and an artist from somewhere else in the country on tour with you, who are you bringing?
They have to open for us. They, are you saying?
God. Yes.
Do we have to check our ego for this question?
No.
I don't know if I want to put any band through.
I'm getting Sabrina Carpenter.
No, I said New Zealand. What? Is she from New Zealand? Dunedin or somewhere else in New Zealand, Felix?
Okay.
Okay, let me rephrase. And let me reinstate the question. New Zealand bands, one from Dunedin, one from anywhere in Dunedin. Sam can start. You can have two Dunedin bands, but you have to have at least one from Dunedin. I can guess which one Sam's going to do for his
other band. Fair
enough. Actually, I can guess both.
I would, you know, it would be a long shot, but I would love to see if the cuties from Ani Safa would agree to, you know, come along. But it might be a long shot. But that would be my dream, you know, tour set up.
Yeah. And what Dunedin band?
Are they not a Dunedin band?
Okay, what not?
And what New Zealand band?
What New Zealand band?
I'm joking.
Or artist?
I'm not sure. Felix?
Felix isn't a band.
No, I can
bring Felix.
You could pick someone you're going to watch tonight.
I wouldn't want to put anything through that.
Oh, what's wrong with proboscis, guys? Are you guys that difficult? No wonder you lost a guitarist before the
before our first practice.
Okay. Over to Felix. Going well.
Okay, so for Dunedin bands or Dunedin artists,
yeah,
I think I like a balanced mix of openers.
Yeah.
So I would bring like a DJ or an experimental act. So I would bring Beatworks because I like their music. Yeah. They make experimental like stuff on like Game Boys and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Which is epic. And then New Zealand artists, mm-hmm. I would revive Ripship to.
Oh, they
to,
did.
They just moved overseas.
Ah, yeah.
They moved overseas.
That, yeah.
They left us to go to America.
Crazy. Crazy pull.
Which, it just fear. Oh, wait, no. No, they didn't go to America. They went to Melbourne. Anyways.
Melbourne.
They're really good. And I was really wanting to see them live last year, and then I got really sick.
Oh.
So I couldn't.
Oh. Well, thanks for those
answers. Their last show.
Ever? In Aotearoa?
In New Zealand.
Damn. Hey, guys. If you had... Now... I know now that you've made it to the big leagues, it's hard to, like, remember how you were a few years ago when you weren't in the big leagues. Mm. But what advice would you give to someone who was trying to get into music and was, like, really keen to get into the scene and just didn't really know where to start?
So I would just say practice. Practice every day. Practice every day. That's what we did. So we never missed a beat, and that's just how we kept getting better and better. We regularly met up with all four of us to play, run through the routines and do warm ups and stuff like that. We had this, similar structure every time. So meet up 3 times a week, practice every day for at least 20 minutes, drink a lot of water.
Great.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Sam?
You know, I reckon.
You've buy a $1,500 guitar.
Especially in a town like Dunedin, you've got to take advantage of the low barrier for entry. It really does not take much.
It's so true.
But I really do think it is important for, lots and lots of people of all abilities to get out and, express themselves. And so I think that is actually a serious answer as well as,
That's true.
A bit of a...
Well, mine is obviously making fun of us, but that is also true. It's also good advice, I would say.
That you should practice your instruments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that is the good part about the Dunedin scene. There's lots of different nooks you can slither into. You don't have to be that good to do things, and people are supportive even if
you're
not that good.
There are so many venues.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And also there's always things like Battle of the Bands and stuff like that. And
dig the gig.
Yeah.
Bring the noise.
I feel like...
Where people love seeing new faces. Like Pint Nights at the start of the year. They're always like, here, we got some awesome new artists playing at Pint Night.
Yeah. So just get out there. Practice. Get out there. Drink water. Yeah. If you guys had to change anything about the music industry, what would it be?
It would be great if you didn't have to make stupid brain rot TikTok and Instagram reels to become
bars.
That's so true.
I wish there were a little bit better ways to get new artists forward.
Mm. Yep.
And like playing the algorithm is just something like I feel like you do not want to be engaging with.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have to engage with, I should say. As much as I love stupid Instagram reels from bands like Ani Safa and all that.
It would be good if there was other ways to get your music out and to discover new artists, I guess.
Yeah.
Felix, anything to add?
$700,000 paycheck for me.
Oh, yeah. That's what you would change, is add some money.
Yeah. I think I've put in that much work.
Yeah. I hear you.
No, I mean... I don't know. I would say I always think that streaming is sort of in playlists are messing with the artistry of albums. People don't listen to them in order anymore, and don't really pick and do it like analysis. So I think I would kill streaming a little bit and make people go back to just get rid of it. Make people go back to records and CDs.
Yeah,
that's cooler, anyways.
Mm.
Yeah, nice.
I want people walking around with Walkmans again.
Bro, get me a Runman and I'll do it.
Runman? A Sprintman?
What are you going to do if you want to go for a jog? Well then, what if you haven't...
That's exactly why you have your Runman.
My
jogman.
My final question before I ask you if you have any final questions. So my final second to last question. What's next for Proboscis? Also, how do you pronounce your name, guys? This is important because I've had me and the Fano are confused in the hood. Mm. How do you pronounce your name and what's next for Proboscis? Who wants to start?
I think most people get most of our name right, but the question mark is often left off, you know? So I feel like you've got to end it with, you know, making it sound like a question. Proboscis?
That was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah? Felix, anything from you?
The scientifically accurate pronunciation is proboscis.
Really?
Let it be known.
So, is that how you want it pronounced?
No, it's not ever how I pronounce it.
Righto. Well, that should clear it up.
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced however you want to pronounce it. I think it's funnier that way.
Okay. And what's next?
And I think that's why the question mark is there. What's next? We have a gig.
Do we? And then?
We should do Dig the Gig as well.
Yeah. And then?
I see us at Dig the Gig.
In Dunedin this year?
The Christchurch one is on ATM.
Right.
You might get kicked off.
I have to go. My manager's calling me.
Oh.
Yeah, there's my manager at the door.
So, Sam.
Right.
Thanks, Felix from Proboscis.
Thank you.
Goodbye. So, Sam, if you could play any other instrument, what instrument would you pick?
Any other instrument?
Yeah.
You'd
be perfectly good at it.
I just bought an acoustic bass today.
It's quite exciting.
And I had a lot of fun. I don't know, really know. I've just been playing guitar things on it.
Yeah.
But it is awesome.
Yeah. It's a bass.
I think bass.
It's a bass. Just a hell yes.
Freaking great instrument.
Hell yes. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
No, I think I've said plenty.
Okay. Stream Proboscis. Where can they listen to you guys?
They can't.
Woohoo!
If you know us personally, we can send you maybe a 10-second video.
Do we even have a video? Yeah, we do. We do a video.
Maybe.
Hopefully we'll do... We've got Dig the Gig on the card, so when we go to Dig the Gig, you guys should definitely come.
Mm.
And maybe a pint night eventually.
Hard to say.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sam from Proboscis. We're going to listen to us.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.